Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. Welcome to the Novus Ordo Seclorum. Welcome to the program where we discuss the Great Reset, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the 2045 Initiative, and Agenda 2050, transhumanism, human augmentation, and the hybridization of mankind, postmodern humanism. We are also discussing here biblical eschatology, occult sciences, and variegated esoteric principles extracted from the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving Earth. Today we are listening to a few clips that describe the reality that we actually live in. Blessings be upon Yahweh, who has given us his elect, the Ruach HaKodesh, the set apart, exclusive spirit that leads us and guides us into all truth, giving us the ability and the power to look through, cut through, and navigate through the matrix. Giving us the ability to recognize the burgeoning beast system, which is being called by many different names. No doubt, the fourth industrial revolution that Klaus Schwab is making reference to is but one of the faces of the emergence of the Antichrist beast system. This is the great falling away. This is the apostasia, the standing away from that which is truth. This is 1984. These are the days of Noah that we're moving into. These are the days of Lot that we're moving into. We are moving towards a technologically advanced, futuristic, dystopian, dark age. The priest class of scientists think they have figured everything out, but they haven't. Genetically altering everything, and on the verge of destroying equilibrium as a whole. The earth is being terraformed for some other type of life. Transhuman life. Then meanwhile, we have on the other side of things a little community that does not equate to the biblical prophecy. They do not match the biblical prophecy. They do not match the promises of Yahweh. They are too small to match the criteria of the people of the book called the Bible. Yahweh said to the children of Israel, you are to be a light to the nations. A light, not darkness. Not ridiculed and ostracized and kicked out of over 17 different countries because of your actions that don't reflect the light of Yahweh. No, that's not what he said. That's not what the prophets have said. But we have the world so upset over three black men, as they've been called. Kyrie Irving, Kanye West, and Nick Cannon. And for that matter, we might as well add Whoopi Goldberg in there too. As a matter of fact, whoever comes out and speaks against the Eastern European faction of individuals that call themselves by the term Jews, the Jewish people, whoever speaks against them loses their job, loses their money, loses their fame, loses their contracts, loses their respect publicly, loses everything in the world. That's quite strange, don't you think? That's very strange. But anyway, like I said, that's a different topic for a different day. But we must say, I must say to all those in the world who have ears to hear and eyes to see and perceive what is to be perceived. Revelation chapter 2:9 speaks about a group of individuals who call themselves Yehudim, but they have been found out to be liars. They are not authentic, genuine Yehudim. The scripture goes on to say, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. That is what the scripture says. Revelation chapter 3, verse 9 goes on to say, and I know those who call themselves Yehudim and who are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. I will make them come to you, the true authentic Yehudim, and make them bow down and do proskunesantes, obeisance at your feet. And they will be made to know that I have loved you, is what it says. What could Hanavi, the prophet, and Hashaliki, the apostle, Yohanan, John, be talking about? What is he talking about? Yeah, we live in the Matrix. We live in the Matrix. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 10 that the descendants of Japheth, one of his descendants is Gomer, and one of the sons of Gomer is Ashkenaz. And we find a group of individuals in the world who call themselves by that name, clearly proving the fact that they do not descend from Shem. And Noah's son is not Sem, his name is Shem, where we derive the Shemitic people from, and the Shemitic languages from. Even though the Hebrews, the real ones, the authentic Hebrews, spoke with the lip of Canaan. They spoke a Afro-Shemitic, Hamito-Shemitic language. They never spoke Yiddish. They never spoke any type of European language, and they still don't. But like I said, I'm not even beginning to touch on the surface of what needs to be discussed. But simply to cut through a little bit of the matrix that has been woven over the eyes of the neophytes. Let me read it. Let me give you chapter and verse. Revelation chapter 2 verse 9 says, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. He didn't say they was of the synagogue of Satan. He didn't say they attended the synagogue of Satan. He said they are the synagogue of Satan. Now moving over to chapter 3, verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Yehudim, Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation or testing, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. An hour of testing that will come upon the whole world. Yet the whole world today can't figure out the true identity, the true ethnicity of the children and the house of Israel. Really? Oh, it definitely can be figured out. It doesn't even take that much brain cells to figure it out. One only needs a fifth grade reading level education. One only has to be able to read a fifth grade level of English to understand what Genesis chapter 10 communicates when it starts breaking down the genealogical tables and charts and families of the earth. It doesn't take much to figure out that a people who are crying anti-Semitism are not Shemitic, don't have any Shemitic roots, and never will. Doesn't matter what religion you practice. Doesn't matter what names you say. Doesn't matter what tzitzios you wear. Doesn't matter what skull cap, which don't exist in the Bible, you put on. Doesn't matter. The Hebrews wore turbans. They didn't wear yarmulkes. But anyway, doesn't matter what your religion is, because anti-Shemitism has to do with your ethnicity only, not your religion, not your belief system. No, it's ethnic specific. Ham, Shem, Japheth. It's ethnic specific. The Toldoth deals with the genealogy. Now we'll leave that there. Let's move into shining a little bit of light on the Matrix.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television, when you go to work, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. What truth? That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.
And that is the basis of this show. The red pill is what is offered here. Concerning all things. The red pill is what we deal with. But like I said, we live in a world that is governed by confusion, which strengthens the sorcerers and warlocks that are posing as social engineers that are shaping and molding your opinion, your life, writing laws and legislation to govern your life, your existence on the earth plane. But you got people sitting back snarling and scoffing at the Bible. Oh, it's outdated. Oh, it's a bunch of man-made junk. Everything you do in your life is man-made. The way you cross a street is man-made. The way you stop at a red light is man-made. The way you pay your bills is man-made. The way you pay your taxes is man-made. The way you travel is man-made. The clothes that you wear are man-made. So that's not a good argument. But critical thinking skills have long gone extinct.
Are we ready for a new world order?
What we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly,
yes,
we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one.
That's
and the new one,
dollar.
The new accounting is what we call blockchain. It means digital.
Listen to
this. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money.
However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
Mr. Klaus spoke this far before the arrival of the crises that we are now living through. Actually, they haven't even begun to fully reveal themselves yet. But in 2023, it will become a little bit more pronounced and evident that we are entering into a very dark phase when it comes to food shortages, supply chain issues, shrinkflation, inflation, rising gas prices, rising energy prices, etc., so on and so forth. Wars and rumors of wars, as Yeshua stated. North Korea, Japan, China, Taiwan, Russia, Ukraine, United States, NATO, the United Kingdom. All getting prepared for some type of war. Peace is being stolen from the earth, as has been prophesied in the Baritha Karasha in the New Testament, in the Apocalyptine, in the book of Revelation, Hakazon, the visions of Yohanan Hanavi. A convergence of man and machine, of iron and clay, as the prophet Daniel foresaw. And according to the teachings, in the format of Sod, the secret esoteric enucleation, an exegesis, an explication of the scripture, the many layered meanings of the scripture, making reference to kingdoms, but at the same time also making reference to a new paradigm, a new way of life, a fallen way of life that is now caught on fire. Like Daniel said, knowledge is exploding exponentially, Rabbah, greatly increasing throughout Haaretz, the earth, or the Tevel, the world. Searching for the elixir, the fountain of youth. Searching for eternal life. Searching for salvation through technologia, technology. Trying to download your soul to a chip. Trying to save and store information to DNA. Trying to manipulate the switches. Trying to strengthen the telomeres. Trying to reverse their processes that you might live forever. As has been addressed in the book of Genesis. Etz Chaim, the tree of life, laying hold on the tree of life is what these devils want to do. You mean you want to live forever so that you can have more time to perpetuate evil practices, propagate evil inventions, vibrate evil thought frequencies throughout the earth? You want to live forever to be able to do that with your godless self? I think not. You will never, ever be able to control the soul. And you definitely won't be able to, with authority, take your own soul, take your own ruach, your breath of nishmas chayim, the breath of life, and transplant it, transfer it over onto a microchip. That's never going to happen. The best you'll ever achieve is simply playing with the waste that is left behind. The electromagnetic footprint and the electromagnetic signatures that are left behind. The breadcrumbs that are left behind is all you will obtain. The algorithms can simulate life, and they will simulate life. And there is going to be a singularity. But it won't be a grandiose, all-powerful God that possesses this technological platform. It will be Hasatan. In the inner Gaius Satanus, as it is written, the energy of Satan. Will occupy the technology. Possess the technology. And live, move, operate accordingly. As it is written, the whole world will marvel after the beast and after the image, the icon, the built, crafted, constructed thing of the beast. They will marvel after that as well. The whole world will be deceived. Let us see what Mr. Bill Gates is talking about. Let's see what he's talking about.
An issue that really grabbed me as urgent were issues related to population.
Really, Bill?
Reproductive health.
Okay.
But did you come to reproductive issues as an intellectual?
When I was growing up, my parents were always involved in various volunteer things. My dad was head of Planned Parenthood.
Oh, so his father was the head of Planned Parenthood, which has no good history. His father was also very good friends with the Nazi sympathizer Margaret Sanger, who was also a eugenicist, a bigot. And who held many different ideas and beliefs and ideologies that were Malthusian. This is the son of the man who was friends with that woman. This is the man who has invested millions into vaccine technology, vaccine programs, healthcare programs. This is the man who said that with his programs and with their provisions and initiatives, they can lower the Earth's population by 15%. Lower the Earth's population. Not enhance, not grow, not expand. Lower the Earth's population. But, you know, 9 out of 10 people are too slow to perceive, to discern what Bill Gates is talking about. Let's go back and let Bill say that again.
An intellectual?
When I was growing up, my parents were always involved in various volunteer things. My dad was head of Planned Parenthood. And it was very controversial to be involved with that.
I'm sure it was controversial, Bill, for those who study history. Okay, so let us see what's taking place in Europe. What types of revelations are coming forward concerning the dystopian digitalization? The dystopian authoritarian type rules and initiatives and programs that begin to unveil their ugly heads via the hype of trying to fix the planet, help the planet, nurture the planet, save the planet from COVID-19. Let's see what type of deception is now being uncovered. Now that a very large, significant portion of individuals on the earth have received these experimental genetic code, genetic augmentation injections, altering the software of life injections.
Thank you very much, Ms. Jaron. Dear colleagues, when it comes to COVID crisis, we know now that we have been lied to since the beginning. The Commission, governments, and pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer presented and promoted their products, the vaccines mostly, as something they are not. Just last week, this was confirmed both by Pfizer and then by the European Commission in COVID committee of the European Parliament.
By the way, this is Ivan Vilbor Sinčić, a member of the European Parliament. Just so you know who is speaking, this is someone who is a part of the European Parliament panel.
They presented and promoted vaccines as a product that reduces or even stops spreading of the disease. And they knew that they have no evidence to support that, since the products were never tested for that. Such a product is not yet there, as Commission stated last week. It's not there. But they did pay 70 billion euros for that, nonetheless. And they did use this lie to make and introduce digital green certificate and to force their product on as much people as possible. They also use this to take our rights away, from our human rights to work, to move, to patients' rights. Citizens of Europe have the right to choose their own therapy, and they have the right to informed consent. They should not be denied any medical information. At the same time, they did everything they could to suppress and cancel cheap and safe solutions, such as early treatments that showed great results when scientists and doctors treated their patients. There was simply no money in this, so it had to be suppressed. Family doctors were not able to do their job. The people in the field, on the front line, with results in treating were ignored in favor of ideology and marketing in ministries of health all around Europe and the world. And finally, they decided to prosecute these doctors as well. They prosecute Croatian doctors as we speak for just doing their job, treating their patients as family doctors with the best solutions they know and have available. Freedom of speech, freedom of opinion were in danger, are in danger, and censorship was everywhere. They prosecuted scientists that have different scientific opinion. Can you believe that? The ones who spoke the truth, who spoke the scientific facts, no matter what. Since the beginning of this crisis, we have been warning the public about irregularities that are happening. And I know now, more than ever, that we are on a right and righteous path. Mr. Peron, representatives of Children Health Defense and everybody else, I thank you for everything you are doing and were doing in relation to COVID crisis. Thank you.
Yes, we have been persecuted. Our shows have been destroyed, livelihoods destroyed, jobs lost, socially canceled, socially decapitated, ostracized, ridiculed, just to come to find out too late that we were right. We were right. Richtig. 100% richtig. But there's still a lot more to unfold in the very near future. We are moving towards a technologically advanced, technocratic, dystopian, nightmarish, dark age. All the things that Yeshua prophesied are going to come to pass. And like he said, see to it that no man, which means no one, deceive you. So even Yeshua made it clear that something that will be a global epidemic, global pandemic, is that of deception. Deception. Spiritual and mundane deception will be at an all-time high. That's a fact. Let's listen to Mr. Mayor de Blasio. Let's go back in time and see what type of low IQ, low intelligence quotient type foolishness was being propagated to the public in the United States of America. Makes me sick to my stomach. But this is just how dumb the social engineer warlocks and sorcerers, spell weavers, and spell casters think you are.
Free fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? These delicious fries? Wait a minute. But there's also a burger element to this? Let me check with Bill Neathart. Is it too early in the day to eat a burger?
No.
This could be breakfast? Okay. I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination. Mmm.
Think of some fries and a burger.
Mmm. I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment.
Mr. de Blasio is getting a very good feeling about vaccination at this moment because he's eating a genetically modified, fecally filled burger with some hydrogenated oil infested fries, also made from genetically modified potatoes. This is what he feels you should be interested in getting as a result of you accepting your untested Frankenstein experimental inoculation. Mr. de Blasio can, you know, shut up with that foolishness. But this is what was sold to the American people, and the American people, a large majority of them, fell for it and have even given it to their children. The assassination of a generation before they even began to fully flourish has already taken place. And it's all over the news, and it's in between every, pretty much every other commercial is advertisement and propaganda and psychological bombardment for you to get your children their shot. And for you to get your shot. And your new bivalent shot. And your new messenger RNA flu shot. It's just a never-ending story. Let us now listen to one of the greatest contributors to this entire show, Mr. Klaus Schwab, with his Fourth Industrial Revolution.
The Fourth Industrial Revolution will impact our lives completely. It will not only change how we communicate, how we produce, how we consume, it will change actually us, our own identity.
Completely abandon organic stuff and create completely inorganic life forms. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it.
So really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction, we are really upgrading humans into gods.
It doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing, just as an example. It's you who are changed. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Thank you, Mr. Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari, who is one of the top advisors to Klaus Schwab, who said that we are literally transforming you into gods, fulfilling the promise that the Nakash in Gan Eden, in the Garden of Eden, what the serpents, what the Nakash, what the brilliant, bright, illumination-filled entity told Chava, Eve. For you will not die. For Yahweh knows that in the day that you eat thereof, you shall become as one of us. You shall become as gods. Yuval Noah Harari, a homosexual Israeli man who has rejected the Bible, rejected the Torah, rejected Yahweh, rejected all of Yahweh's mitzvot, commandments, has somehow mysteriously and magically decided to stick to holding on to one of the promises that are found within the Torah. In Bereshith, Genesis, Genesis, the book of beginnings. But the promise that he chose to lay hold of is the promise that came forth from the mouth of Hanakash, from the serpent. For you shall be as gods. Elim. You will be transformed. Like I said, there is nothing in the world taking place that does not have its roots in the Bible, one way or another. All the roots are hidden from you. One can only see the roots when they delve into the realm of the spirit and into the realm of etymology. Etymology crossing all disciplines. Looking into the origin and roots of all things across all disciplines. But we'll get into that some other time. This concludes today's brief, basic intelligence discussion. In preparation for the New World Order. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem.